是夏令会的主题，家庭与侍奉的下面我们有三个分群，就是夫妻之间，也是三代之间，今天要讲神人之间。
During the fall retreat, and our theme is concerning about family and service, and it is divided into three subtitles about the between husband and wife, and also between the three generations. And today we're going to talk about the relationship between God and man.
当我们讲到夫妻之间第一天的时候，我们首先讲到三个优先，我们可不可以来复习一下这三个优先是什么？
On the first day, when we talk about the relationship between husband and wife, we talk about three priorities. Let's review and see if you still remember.
第一个是家庭优先，是在事业、侍奉与家庭三件事当中，家庭是第一。
So among your career, your church service, and your family, the first priority is family first.
第二个第一优先，第二个优先是什么？
It's the second priority.
在家庭的关系当中，夫妻是第一。
In the family relationship, the husband and wife is first.
然后第三个优先是神第一，是在夫妻之中，神是第一。
So, between the relationship between husband and wife, God is first.
讲到家庭是第一的时候，我们用的圣经节是哪一段？
When we talk about family first, do you still remember what scripture verses that we use?
非常好。
First Timothy.
讲到夫妻第一的时候，我们用的是哪一段经文？
When we talk about the husband and wife, this relationship is first, do you still remember the scripture verse? Mark chapter 10 verse 6-9.
狼伯母最记得这一段。讲到夫妻之间谁是最大，谁是第一，我们讲到夫妻之间以神为第一的时候，我们用的是什么圣经节？
Okay, so the third priority about God first, and you also remember the scriptures.
Yeah, Ephesians.
Ephesians
五章二十到二十五节。我今天就要强调神第一这个题目。
Today I'd like to put emphasis on God being first.
我们都看了这个图，夫妻的关系是一个三角关系。
The relationship between husband and wife actually is like triangle.
我们在世界上一讲到男女之间有三角关系的时候，我们就会紧张起来。
In the secular world, when we talk about when they have a triangle relationship, then we'll feel nervous.
但是夫妻之间的三角关系，那个第三角不是竞争的对象，乃是一个祝福，是一个保障。
The triangle relationship between husband and wife is not something that they have to fight against, but is a guarantee and protection.
我们从这个图里面很清楚看到。丈夫和妻子有神做第三角，而把神放在第一的时候，他们的婚姻是一个铁三角，是一个很稳固的三角。
We can see in this graph that when husband and wife, when their relationship having God on the top of the triangle, so their relationship is really solid.
当丈夫更爱神、更亲近神的时候，他向神的方向走，而妻子也更亲近神的时候，他们之间的距离也就更短。
When husband loves God and he really goes towards God, and the wife is doing the same thing, their relationship, the distance between them is shorter.
相反的，当丈夫也远离神，妻子也远离神的时候，你看到下面他们的底线就更加的长。
On the contrary, when the husband goes away from God and the wife also goes away from God, so their distance between them will be even longer.
但是如果我把另外一个情形画一下，你也会发现他们的距离会更远。你想是什么样的情形？
But there's another situation that the distance between husband and wife can be even longer. What kind of situation can you think of?
刚才我们看到是两个都像神，第二个图是两个都被神，那么还有一个什么情形，他们夫妻之间的距离会更远？ 一个是往神走，一个呢背着神走。所以如果是这样画的话，
So another situation, if the husband goes towards God and the wife goes away from God, the distance will be even greater.
在许多的教会的夫妻里面，基督徒的家庭里面，常常有这样的事情发生。
Even in a church among Christian couples, sometimes we can see this kind of situation.
夫妻不是一起来追求神，而是只有一方爱主，另外一方更远离主的时候，他们彼此之间的关系就越来越远。
The husband and wife, they don't really search for God together, and one side loves God more than the other, so they have a greater distance among them.
像这种情形要怎么办呢？
So what should we do about this kind of situation?
你们觉得要怎么办？
What do you think?
是不是那个先生最好跟太太一起不要爱神就好了？
Maybe should the husband just do like the wife and not love God as much?
那个爱主的要扶持那个远离主的，把他一步一步忍耐的陪着他，把他带回来。
The one who loves the Lord has to try to help the one who does not love the Lord as much along with patience and love.
因为夫妻不再是两个人，乃是一。
Because husband and wife, they are not two people but one flesh.
不能够一个人说我拼命追求爱主而不管另外一位。
And one side cannot say that, oh, I just devote all my time to the Lord, I really love the Lord and does not pay the other one any attention.
你个人拼命追求爱主，不顾你的这个配偶，把你的婚姻牺牲了，常常使我们的侍奉也没有办法侍奉。
When you really try your best to serve the Lord, and then but you do not pay any attention to your spouse, in this way that you sacrifice your marriage, and you will not be a good witness.
我们刚才说神第一，我们现在要讲到神第一有什么重要性在夫妻之间。
What is the importance of God being the first in a husband-wife relationship?
神第一在夫妻之间太重要。
And this is really important.
有好些夫妇来跟我们谈的时候，他说我们吵架吵得非常的严重，但是幸亏有神在我们中间。
Some husband and wife, they come to us and say that we have such great fights, but then because God is with us, so that's why our marriage can still be saved.
有的夫妇面对很大的考验，真的是好像都要倒掉了，但是他们说亏得好，我们中间有神。
Some couples, they face such great trials, and they said that we almost fall down, but then because of God, we can still stand strong.
神在夫妻中间是太重要了。
God is really important in our relationship.
不但是需要放在夫妻的中间，而且需要放在夫妻的第一位。
Not only does put God in between husband and wife, but he should be on the top of husband and wife.
第一，有神在夫妻的中间为第一的时候，透过神可以彼此饶恕。
When they have God being the first, they through God they can forgive each other.
我们知道世界上没有一个完全人。
We know that there's nobody is perfect in this world.
马丁路德讲过一句很有名的话，他说基督徒也不过是蒙恩的罪人。
Martin Luther once said that Christian is a sinner being saved.
所以在世界上找不到一对从来不被罪恶得胜的夫妻。
We cannot find any couple in this world who has never been overcome by sin.
从结婚之日开始，你会发现夫妻免不了用言语、用行为彼此伤害。
Since the day of their wedding, sometimes it's very unavoidable that they may hurt each other with their words or action.
常常夫妻之间给对方留下不可磨灭的伤痕。
Many times there are scars that left can never be erased.
而且有的时候为对方或者给自己带来很深很深的歉疚。
And many times there will be a lot of guilt feelings.
夫妻在彼此得罪了对方，伤害了对方以后，怎么样能够恢复彼此之间的关系呢？只有透过神才能够彼此饶恕。
When husband and wife, when you do hurt each other, how can you really forgive each other? You can only do that through God.
因为只有借着认错和饶恕，夫妻的关系才能够再次的恢复。
Only after you confess and ask for forgiveness, then your relationship can be reconciled.
可是认错、饶恕，谈何容易啊！
But it's not easy to confess and ask for forgiveness.
我们任何一个人，你叫认错，从小你就会发现认错是一个很难的事情。
So even as a child, it's very difficult to ask and to confess.
然后有认错，但是能够饶恕，更是一个不容易的事。
And after confession, and if you ask the other person to forgive, it's even more difficult.
我们可以饶恕我们的小孩子所犯的错。
We can forgive our child's offenses.
我们可以饶恕外面的人得罪我们。
We can maybe forgive other people outside the family.
但是就是不能饶恕我的配偶对不起我的地方。
But it's just, I just cannot forgive my spouse.
如果你坐在这里扪心自问，你会发现这是事实。
But if you really look into your heart and think about it, you'll know that it is true.
夫妻之间就是那样子的，不能够向对方低头的情形。
Since my husband and wife get one side kiss, I will never bow my head to the other.
什么叫做饶恕？
What does it mean by forgiveness?
如果说一方说对不起我做错了，而另外一个人说 It's okay, 没关系，这样是不是饶恕？
So one side said I'm sorry and the other side said that oh it's okay. Does that mean that it is forgiveness?
叫不叫饶恕啊？
Is it really forgiveness?
或者说 forget it, 算了吧，算不算饶恕啊？
And then if the one side said sorry and the other side said forget it, is that forgiveness?
饶恕不是一个那么容易的功课。
So it's not an easy lesson to learn.
有一个很有名的圣经学者说，在基督徒所有的美德里面，饶恕是一个最难学的功课。
So one of the famous theologian once said, in all the virtues that a Christian has to learn, forgiveness is the most difficult one.
也许现在在你心里面，你不能饶恕的人是你的婆婆。
Maybe today the person that you cannot forgive is your mother-in-law.
你现在在你心里有一个你不能饶恕的人，是你的同工。
Or maybe there's a co-worker that you cannot forgive.
我们在心里面常常都有一些是我们不能饶恕的人。
There's always somebody in your heart that who you cannot forgive.
到底饶恕是什么？
Exactly what does it mean to forgive?
有一个作者叫 Karen Main， 他讲了一句话，他说饶恕。就是愿意承担别人犯错所带来的痛苦。
This author Karen May, she said that forgiveness means that you are willing to bear the suffering somebody inflict on you.
别人犯错带来痛苦，你愿意去承担，这叫做饶恕。
Somebody committed something wrong and then inflicted consequence on you.
这不是一件容易的事情。
And this is not easy.
自己犯错，自己承担痛苦。还可以，但是别人犯错，你要替他承担这个痛苦，这叫做饶恕。
If you do something wrong and then you have to suffer the consequence, that's okay. But then if somebody does something wrong and then you have to suffer his consequence, then that is forgiveness.
有一位作者叫 Smith， 他也讲了这样一句话，他说饶恕就是在你的脑海中把一个人跟他所犯的错分开，然后再重新去认识他。
There's another person, me, also said that forgiveness means to separate the person from the wrongdoing, and then you try to start all over again, try to get to know this person.
饶恕是一个很深的功课。
Forgiveness is a very deep lesson to learn.
在你结婚的年日当中，你发现有许多配偶在你身上所做的事情，对你的事情，是你无法饶恕的。
And then maybe when you review your marriage days, you feel like that the many things that your spouse did to you, you cannot forgive.
当神是第一的时候，透过神可以彼此饶恕。
When God is first, through God you can forgive each other.
如果不是借着神的能力，不可能人能够饶恕另外一个人。
Without the strength given by God, men cannot forgive each other.
因为想到十字架的爱
We think about the love on the cross.
想到基督在十字架上已经赦免我更多的罪，我为什么不能够赦免他这一点罪？
We think about Christ has already forgiven all my sins, and how come I cannot forgive my spouse wrongdoing?
神第一是夫妇之间有神第一，这是一个非常重要的因素。
So husband and wife, you must have God be the first.
有一句话是这样说，神从来没有叫我们去承担一个更重的担子，是主 比主耶稣所承担的担子更重的担子，是英文的。
This saying that we will never be asked to bear greater pain than Jesus bore.
神从来没有叫我们去背一个更大的痛苦，是超过主耶稣已经背过的，已经受过的苦。
So God will never ask us to bear pain greater than what Jesus bore.
而且另外一句话说，神从来没有叫我们饶恕一个罪是十字架还没有饶恕过的。
Another saying, we will never be asked to forgive a sin that has not already been forgiven on the cross.
夫妻从结婚以后常常会口角，常常会做对不起对方的事情。
So husband and wife, after you got married, many times you will have fights and arguments, and maybe you do things offend each other.
我们有两条路可走，一条路就是把它通通记账，然后积恨，最后大吵甚至分手。
So there's one way maybe you can try to write down all the misgivings and then one day you explode and then you may get a divorce.
但是另外一条路是神所开的路，就是你往神那里走的路，就是透过十字架的爱，这些可以赦免。
The other way is by going through God and opening up a new way so you can forgive because of the cross.
而且也是透过十字架才会认错。
Because of the cross that you are willing to confess.
神第一在夫妻当中非常重要，不但是透过神可以彼此饶恕，还有借着亲近神可以面对人生。
Also when you get close to God, you can face life together.
常常结婚以后你突然发现婚姻不是如你想象那么美满。
Maybe after you got married and then you found out thatOh, marriage is not as rosy as you thought.
我们在结婚以前年轻的时候都是想，我结婚以后我的家要怎么样，也许就是晚上回来的时候点个蜡烛，小两口在一起吃饭，还有一盆花，窗帘都拉下来，好美的景象。
So when you were young, maybe you were so romantic and idealistic. You think after you got married and then you may have candlelight dinners and you have flowers and youpull the curtain so nobody can see you.
但是没想到蜜月过完，有的人甚至蜜月都还没有过完，就发现婚姻不是那么美丽。
Unfortunately, many people find out that not even after their honeymoon, their marriage is not so ideal.
你会发现，原来人生要面对许多的现实，使你忙得喘不过气来。
And you find out that in life we have to face so many realities that you sometimes cannot even breathe.
我在结婚以前是家里的大小姐。
Before I got married, I was the people serve me.
我从来没有煮过饭，也没有洗过碗。
I never had to cook or wash dishes.
但是一开始结婚就开始要煮饭。
But after I got married, then I had to cook.
结果幸亏有个大铜电锅，还有饭可以吃。
Luckily we have the rice cooker, so we still have rice to eat.
但是呢，菜不晓得怎么炒。
But then I didn't know how to cook the different dishes.
所以我们两小两口结了婚以后，面对这三餐呢，就开始把这个菜丢在锅里炒来炒去。
So two of us, we both didn't know how to cook, so we just throw the vegetable or the meat in the wok.
然后他说要先摆菜，我说要先摆油。
Maybe I should put the vegetable first, and I said maybe I should put oil first.
后来我们说一起摆下去。
Maybe we put both together.
然后就在火上面炒来炒去，然后就拿出来就吃。
And then we just kind of stir it all around, and then we try to eat it.
结果我们发现吃的是生菜。
We found that it was not even cooked.
如果我们结婚的时候在美国就很习惯吃生菜，可是在台湾二十几年前还没有习惯吃生菜。
So if we are in the States, it's okay to eat the lettuce and not cook. But then in Taiwan, 20 some years ago, that we're not used to eating raw vegetables.
生活柴米油盐酱醋茶已经忙得晕头转向。
So just to live, you know, try to take care of all the household duties, and we were really already so busy.
但是结婚还不到一年 ，baby 来了。
So not even 1 year, the first baby came.
又是尿布，又是奶瓶，又是半夜要起床。
The diapers and bottles and getting up at night.
每天就是忙得精疲力尽。
So every day we were so tired and we just couldn't even rest.
我是一个全时间奉献的传道人。
I already devoted myself to full-time Christian work.
在我结婚以前，我已经全时间在少年团去侍奉。
Even before I got married, I was already serving in the
campus fellowship.等到你整天在柴米油盐尿布奶瓶中间在滚得晕头转向的时候，就在想我干嘛这么辛苦啊。
And then when I had to really bury myself in all the housework and the diapers and bottles, and I was thinking, why do I do all this?
人生活着的目的是什么？
What is the purpose of my life?
我是在为谁辛苦为谁忙？
Who am I really doing all this for?
是不是结婚结错了？
Maybe I should not get married.
我应该好好的全时间侍奉，不要结婚就好了。
Maybe I should just stay single and then really devote all my time to God.
整个人生就是一个旋转，完全没有方向了。
Since I'm just going into circles and I don't have a goal.
你想在这个时候能够夫妻不吵架吗？
Do you think that we can avoid quarreling at each other?
你是奉献，我也奉献，为什么我要带孩子？我们两个都是全时间传道人，为什么我来煮饭？
We are both a full-time Christian workers. How come I have to cook?
心里面好多的怨言。
So I have many complaints.
感谢主，神第一。
Then the Lord God is first.
当神摆在第一的时候，你来到神的面前，你突然能够看清人生。
So when you put God first and you come close to God, then your eyes are open so you can see.
你看清了人生以后，你知道你所做的每一件事情，连尿布、奶瓶都是为神做的，就不一样了。
When you can see what life is all about, even bottles and diapers, these are all doing for God, then the things are different.
人生的道路清晰了。
Then the life, since the path of life is clear.
所有的事情都甘心去做了。
So you're more willing to do everything.
不但如此，你就发现，当你每天亲近神，把神放在第一的时候，就好像什么呢？就好像你每天进到上帝的美容院。
So when you get close to God and you try to be with God every day, just like going into a beauty shop to see God.
我们每一个人都爱美，每天都要打扮自己，对不对？
So all of us like to look pretty, then we try to dress up.
那些打扮是外表的，而且我觉得基督徒也应该穿得好好的，要漂亮。
So I feel like that is even though dressing up is just on the outside, but I feel like the Christians should also dress up and look nice.
但是有一个美容院，你每天都去的话，不但是外边漂亮，从里面漂亮起。
But there's also one beauty shop that if you go there every day, you're not only going to look pretty outside, but also you can look pretty inside.
从里面发出来的美，从里面发出力量，从里面发出喜乐，发出荣光。
You will have this beauty and power and glory coming out within you.
神第一，当这两个人夫妻都把神放第一，先亲近神，你才可以面对这样一个忙碌混乱的人生。
When husband and wife put God first and get close to God, then you can try to face the world.
昨天李牧师提到，我们不但要做对的事情，而且要做美的事情。
Pastor Lee talked about yesterday, we only, not only have to do right things, but also have to do beautiful things.
说话也是一样，我们不但要做对的话，要说美的话。
Also, when we talk, not only we have to talk about right things, but also talk about beautiful things.
但是如果我们心里面很不美，心里面充满了恶念，你怎么可能说出美话？
But if we are not beautiful inside, we have all the evil thoughts, then how can we say beautiful things?
所以只有当你亲近神，进到神那个美容院以后，里头美了，发出来的才会美，做出来的才会美。
So only when you get close to God and when you're beautiful inside, then you can do beautiful things and say beautiful words.
神第一，第三，当我们顺服神的时候，我们才能忠于我们的角色。
When we submit to God, then we can play a faithful role.
我们打开一下以弗所书第五章。
Let's open to Ephesians chapter 5.
这一段经文是每一次讲到夫妻的时候都会提到的经文。
Every time we talk about husband and wife, we always talk about this passage.
我们前天读的时候是从20节读到25节，让大家都已经看到是神是夫妻之间的第一。
We already read from verse 20th to 25th. We now talk about God is first.
因为如果你把前面的两节不读的话，我们会以为 丈夫是第一，太太是第二。
If you don't read the first two verses, you will think that the husband should be first and wife will be second.
但是你把前面的经文连下来读诵，你会很清楚的发现是神第一，夫妻都敬畏基督，彼此顺服。接下来才讲你们做妻子的要顺服自己的丈夫。
But if you read the first two verses, then you know that God is first. Both husband and wife, they fear God, and then they love each other.
有很多的人把以弗所书第五章22节到33节这段经文，他们看成是基督教贬低女人地位的一段经文。
And many people, when they read this chapter from verse 22 to the 33, they thought that Christianity always put down women.
因为他说，你们做妻子的当顺服自己的丈夫。
Because verse 22 said that wives submit to your husband.
23节说，因为丈夫是妻子的头。
Verse 23 said, for the husband is the head of the wife.
你看，基督教明明的是男女不平等。
It's like Christianity, the men and women, they are not equal.
因为丈夫是头，妻子要顺服，这明明是不平等。
Because husband is the head and the wife has to submit, so there's no equality.
但是如果我们从神创造男女，一直讲到新约，我们前天看马可福音，主耶稣对于创世纪那段话的解释，我们清楚知道，夫妻不再是两个人，乃是合而为一，是一个人。既然是一，就没有所谓平等不平等，已经是一了。
So, but if we look at Genesis and also in the passage in Mark, we know that from creation, men and women become husband and wife, they're supposed to be one flesh. When they are one, then how can one be higher than the other?
已经是一，分不开，高就是一起高，低就是一起低，没有办法说谁高谁低。
So when they are one flesh, if they are high, both are high, if they are low, both are low, so there's not one higher than the other.
这段经文不是在讲地位的问题。
So here it's not talking about position.
这段经文是讲到神所给的一个婚姻的蓝图。
And here it's talking about like a blueprint that God gives for marriage.
是神给丈夫和妻子的角色。
And the roles that God gives to men and women,what kind of fulfillment to do.
要有美满的婚姻需要顺服神给丈夫妻子的角色。
When you submit to God, you have to be faithful in the role that you play.
我们先看一下丈夫是妻子的头，这个头当保罗写头的时候是在第一世纪，也是在希腊文化的这个时代里头写，那个时候的头跟今天所说的头不是完全一样的意思。
When Paul wrote the scripture in the first century in the Greek culture, when he talked about hair, it does not have the same meaning as today.
我们今天讲头的时候，我们马上想到的是大男人主义。
And then when we talk about hair, and we talk about that male chauvinism.
而且我们会想到是个大老板。
Maybe a big boss.
或这个大老爷他专门发命令的。
Or maybe somebody like he always gives commands.
但是在第一世纪，在希腊文化里面，头的意思最少有三方面。
But in the first century, in the Greek culture, there are three meanings to this word head.
第一个意思，头是领袖的意思。
Head, the first meaning is leader.
第二个意思是供应者。
The second is provider.
第三个意思是成全者。
The third is enabler.
丈夫是妻子的头。丈夫要带领妻子。
Husband is the head of the wife, that means he has to lead his wife.
丈夫是头，丈夫需要供应妻子。
Husband is head, that means that he has to provide for the wife.
丈夫是妻子的头，意思说丈夫要成全这个妻子。
Husband is the head of the wife, that means he has to enable his wife.
可惜今天很多的丈夫没有忠于他的角色。
Unfortunately, many husbands today, they do not play the role faithfully.
他们用头只觉得他是一个老板在家里。
When they think about hair, they thought that they are just the big boss in the house.
但是主耶稣说，你们要为首的，就要做众人的仆人，是主耶稣给门徒的教导。
But Jesus said that when you want to be great, that you have to be people's servant.
丈夫要在这一个家做领袖，做领导的地位。
Husband has to be the leader of the family.
不但在家里面许多的事情，大小事情，他要有做领导的地位。
Not only in making decisions, and he has to be the leader.
在属灵的事情上，他也要有领导的地位。
Also in many spiritual matters, that he needs to be the leader.
他也要在夫妻之间做一个供应的人，不但是在物质上的供应。今天我们只注意物质的供应，事实上对你的妻子要有感情、爱的供应，也要有灵命上属灵的供应。
The husband to be is the provider of the family does not.Not talking about only the finances, but he also has to provide for the wife's emotional needs, for love, and also the spiritual needs.
丈夫是妻子的成全者。
Husband is also the enabler of the wife.
他看到他的妻子有什么恩赐，有什么潜力，他帮助这个妻子去发挥他的潜力，去成全他的妻子，使他的妻子被建立。
When he sees that his wife has some type of talent or potential, he will try to help his wife to fulfill her potential.
当我们想到这三方面的这么重要的角色的时候，我不知道我们中间做丈夫的觉得自己做到了没有。
When we think about that, this sweet role the husband plays, I don't know that among us, the husbands, do you think that you have already fulfilled your role?
我以前不太懂，我很了解领袖供应者的意思。
I understood the meaning of leader and provider.
以前对于成全者我不太懂。
Before I couldn't quite understand what enabler means.
直到我最近，也不能说是最近，就是1984年。我做了一件事情，我才懂得丈夫是妻子的成全者这个意义是什么。
So in 1984, after I did one thing, then I understood that what enabler meant.
1984年，我把一本500页的教会历史翻译成中文。
In 1984, I translated a book 500 some pages about church history into Chinese.
教会很等到书出版的时候，教会很多人说：“李师母，你这么忙，怎么可能去翻译书
？”When the book was published, people in the church said that, "Oh, Mrs. Lee, how can you have time to do all this?"
你们知道那个做丈夫的是怎么样成全的
？So do you know how my husband tried to enable me to do this?
我曾经有一段时间为了翻译这本书，一个礼拜有三天没有住在家里。
So there was a period of time, 3 days out of the week, I did not stay at home.
我一天工作16个小时。
So I spent 16 hours a day.
最后终于把这本书翻出来。
So finally, I translated this book.
如果没有一个丈夫在家里说，我愿意帮你照顾这个家，你做不到。
If I don't have a husband who said, I'm willing to take care of the house while you're doing this, I will not be able to do it.
神给丈夫的角色是头。这个头的责任很重。
God gives the husband the role of being the head of the family, and this position is very important.
给妻子的角色是什么呢
？So what kind of role that wife should play?
做妻子的要顺服自己的丈夫，是不是意味着要做奴隶呢
？A wife submit to your husband. Does that mean that wife should be the slave?
是不是太太什么话都不能讲，什么意见都不能发表
？Does that mean that the wife should not say anything, should not have any kind of opinion?
彼得前书内讲到妻子要顺服丈夫时候提了一个榜样。
And First Peter also talked about the wife needs to submit to the husband.
那是提谁？谁是一个顺服的妻子的好榜样
？In First Peter they gave an example. Who is the example?
Yeah, 是亚伯拉罕的妻子撒拉。
It's Abraham's wife Sarah.
撒拉是不是一句话都不讲的太太
Was Sarah never said anything?
撒拉是不是一个不发表任何意见的人，不可以发表意见的人
？Did Sarah never have any opinion?
我们发现从创世纪发现撒拉意见很大，很多。
If you are with Genesis, but you know that Sarah has many opinions.
但是圣经还说要像撒拉一样。
But the Bible said that you have, should be like Sarah.
做一个顺服的妻子。
To be a submissive wife.
顺服的意思不是说做哑巴，做奴隶。
submissive does not mean that you have to be the slave and cannot say anything.
而且这个顺服不是不甘心不情愿的顺服，乃是一个充满着喜乐很甘心的顺服。
Submission does not mean that you do it unwillingly, but instead you do it willingly and full of joy.
我最喜欢就是他说你们做妻子当顺服自己的丈夫下面那一句话，说如同顺服主。
I like it here that verse 22 said, Why submit to your husband as to the Lord?
因为你能够顺服神，你才能够忠于你那个妻子的角色。
Because only when you submit to God, then you can play your role as a wife faithfully.
我很喜欢英文的那一句话说 Behind every great man, there is a great woman.就是在每一个伟大的男人后面有一个伟大的女人，而这个女人呢可能是母亲，有很多都是妻子。
So behind every great man is a great woman. So this woman can be the mother, but most of the time this woman is the wife.
每一次讲到说妻子顺服丈夫，很多姐妹听不下去。
Every time we talk about wife submit to the husband, many sisters here cannot listen.
有一个姐妹跟我说，我全本圣经我最吞不下就是这一句话。
So one sister told me that the whole Bible, this is the one verse I cannot swallow.
有一次我们教会夏令会放一个影片，是 Tim LaHaye 的影片，说 Six Keys to Happy Marriage. 结果他讲到第二个 key 是 submissive wife, 有两个姐妹站起来不要看。
One time in a summer retreat that we show a film by Tim LaHaye about six keys to happy marriage. And when the film showed the second key, submission, wife submission to husband, two sisters stood up and left.
他说讲来讲去就是要我们顺服嘛。
So always talking about submission.
Happy marriage 就是要我们顺服就对了嘛。
So happy marriage means the wife is to submit.
其实顺服丈夫一点都不吃亏。
Actually, if you really submit to your husband, you are not on the wrong side.
你顺服神，忠于你的角色，顺服丈夫，你的丈夫就越来越会做头。
So if you submit to God and you play your role faithfully, then your husband will know how to be the head of the family.
他越来越知道怎么做领袖，怎么做供应者，怎么做成全者。
So he will know how to be a good leader, provider, and enabler.
夫妻是彼此相辅相成的。
Husband and wife, you really complete each other.
你说，哎，这里有一个好太太，其实是有一个好丈夫。
When you said such a good wife, there has to be a good husband.
有时候说，哎呀，这是一个标准丈夫，其实是有个好太太使他成为标准丈夫。
If you said, oh, here is a standard of perfect husband, but there has to be a wife to really, you know, compliment him.
神第一在夫妻之中太重要。
God first is really important in a husband-wife relationship.
透过神彼此才能饶恕。
Through God, then you can forgive each other.
亲近神，你才能面对人生。
When you get close to God, then you can face life together.
顺服神，你才能够忠于神在婚姻里所给你的角色。
When you submit to God, then you can play your role faithfully.
神第一是非常非常的重要。
Very important to be God first.
那么神第一在生活上面有些什么实际的应用呢？
So how can we put this into practical use, God first?
因为我们讲到家庭与侍奉，我们讲到神第一，我们必须要怎么样应用在我们的家里面，我们的生活上。
So God first, this concept, we have to apply it into our daily lives.
第一个生活上的应用，夫妻一起祷告的生活。
So the first application, husband and wife have to pray together.
我们有一次在教会成人主日学的婚姻与家庭课里面讲到这个题目。
One time that when we have a Sunday school class, we talk about husband, what kind of class?
婚姻与家庭哦
，marriage and family.
那么参加的弟兄姐妹都是要一对一对来参加的。
So those who attend, they have to be couples.
那我们就问他们，你们有没有一起祷告？
So we ask them, have you prayed together?
他们大部分人都说没有，没有。
Many of them say no.
我说为什么没有啊？
And we ask them why.
哦，我们试过不行。
And some say we have tried, but it didn't work.
然后有一位太太说，好怪哟，怎么可以跟丈夫一起祷告？好怪哟。
And one wife said that it's so strange, and I cannot get used to it.
祷告就是自己跟神说话就好了，怎么可以跟另外一个人一起祷告？
He said, when I pray, I just want to talk to God, then why do I need to have another person there?
夫妻太熟了，要在一起祷告真的很难。
Because it's so familiar, it's so difficult for husband and wife trying to pray together.
但是当我们讲到这个三角形，神第一的时候，我们要养成夫妻能够在一起祷告的这样子的生活。
So when we talk about this triangle relationship, God being on the top of the triangle, so husband and wife have to pray to God together.
圣经上说，生气却不要犯罪，不可含怒到日落。
Bible says that when you are angry, but you cannot, should not commit sin, and you should not let your anger stay till sunset.
当你一直在那里怒的时候，你来到一起祷告，你就会发现你非要面对这件事情不可。
So if you are mad about something when you come to prayer, then you know that you have to deal with it.
神在你们的生活当中扮演这个非常重要的角色。
So God playing a very important role in your life.
既然夫妻一起祷告不容易，那么有什么秘诀可以帮助夫妻一起祷告呢？
So even though it's difficult for husband and wife to pray together, so what kind of secret that we can learn?
有很多人说我们忙得不得了，而且累得不得了。你说我们晚上上床前一起祷告，根本两个人闭着眼睛都睡着了，哪里还有办法祷告？
So some people say that we're so busy and so tired by the time we get to bed, all we want to do is go to sleep.
我想我们的第一个秘诀就是要 flexible.
The first secret is that we have to be flexible.
不一定说我们规定每天一定要一起祷告。
So you cannot say that every day we have to pray.
或者规定每个礼拜有一次要一起祷告。
Or you should not say that every week that we have to pray on a certain day.
一说规定的时候，大概做姐妹的都能够跟遵守规定，但是做弟兄的最恨规定。
So if you say that like you have a schedule, maybe the sisters can abide to it, but then usually the brothers cannot.
因为女性比较容易顺服，我说一般而言女性比较容易顺服，但是呢以弟兄的个性，就是你什么事情是叫规定我怎么做的时候，我心里就不舒服，我就不愿意干。
Sometimes maybe in general women are easier to be submissive to a schedule, but then not easier for men.
心理学家分析的男人的特点就是自我特别大。
And the psychologists, they analyze the man, they have very big ego.
如果这件事情是我建议的就比较好，是你建议的我心里就不舒服。
If this is this thing I suggested, then it's okay, but if it's not for me, then I don't like it.
所以有一些妻子说我好想跟我先生一起祷告，可是每一次我提出来他都不答应。
And some sisters said, I like to pray with my husband, but every time when I mention it, he doesn't like it.
我说他并不是不想跟你祷告，只是因为是你提出来他就不想祷告。
I said, it's not that he doesn't want to pray with you, but because you are the one who mentioned it.
那么做妻子要怎么办呢？你要做一个很有智慧的，是要在潜移默化当中感染他，感染他，慢慢使他会自动提出来说我们一起来祷告好不好。
Being a wife, you have to be very wise, and you try to influence your husband on a very subtle way that so that finally one day he will say that, hey, let us pray.
所以第一个秘诀要比较 flexible, 能够flexible.
So the first thing will be you have to be very
有弹性。然后第二个秘诀就是夫妻在一起祷告呢要简单。
So also the second one is that when you pray together it has to be simple.
不要再讲一些复杂的话，好像祷告的时候一直圣哉圣哉圣哉，好像在主日崇拜祷告，你的配偶会受不了跟你一起祷告。
So when you pray you don't have to be like in a Sunday worship holy 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 like that. You can just make it simple.
夫妻在一起祷告真的越简单越好。
The simpler the better.
第三个原则，夫妻在一起祷告要诚，非常的诚， sincere, honest.
So the third principle is that you have to be sincere.
要非常的诚实，也要非常的诚恳。
Have to be sincere and honest.
因为怎么样？因为你们俩已经太熟了，彼此的缺点都摸到了，你根本不要在我的面前还做文章，也不要在我的面前向神告状。
Because why they're already so familiar with each other, you know about each other's shortcomings, so you should not pray and just pretend to to be something that you are not, or try to talk to God to accuse the other side.
不要再借着祷告来向对方表示我比你还属灵。
And you should not try to be saying I'm more spiritual because I know how to pray.
夫妻能够一起祷告是一个很大的祝福。
And it would be a great blessing if the husband and wife can pray together.
有一节圣经节是神给我们的宝贝的应许。
It's a scripture God promised to us.
马太福音十八章十九节。
Matthew chapter 18 verse 19.
如果我们不抓着这个应许，我们实在是最笨的人。
If we don't try to grasp this promise, then we are very foolish.
我又告诉你们，若是你们中间有两个人在地上同心合意的求什么事，我在天上的父必为他们成全。
Matthew chapter 18 verse 19. Again, I tell you that if two of you on earth agree about anything you ask for, it will be done for you by my Father in heaven.
没有要求多。要两个人。
There's not too many requirements, just two people.
夫妻就是最好的抓住神应许、神祷告应许的这个单位，就是夫妻这两个人。
So husband and wife, two units, two people, grasp God's promise.
我最记得就是韩伟离开我们的这个韩伟弟兄，他讲过他对校园团契同工讲过这样一句话。
Doctor